We did it! We did it. This is a special occasion. It's not every day that you finish watching an entire series of courses comprising 101 lectures. So it's cause for celebration. Now, I wanted to wear a tuxedo and pop a cork on a champagne bottle to congratulate us both on this accomplishment that we've made it through this series. In lieu of champagne, I welcome you to eat a victory cookie with me. This series took twice as long as I thought it was going to take to record, to prepare. And honestly, I still feel like there's so much left for me to learn and so much left that I could teach and tell you about. As I've said many times up to this point, Azure is so large and it continues to expand at such a rapid pace that it's hard to keep up with all the new developments. And while it's daunting, it's also a pretty cool time to be a software developer. I mean, we're doing things that have never been tried before. So that is cool. And I want to take a minute here at the very end to thank a few people who stay behind the scenes and allow the instructors who teach on Microsoft Virtual Academy to provide quality training to you for free. And I hope I pronounce all their names correctly. I've communicated with them via email for many, many months, but I haven't really talked to them personally and heard their name pronounced. So please forgive me if I mispronounce their name. But Colin Leith, Pete Harris, Jonathan Sinito, and Jeff Koch. I'm pretty sure there are others that I've never had direct contact with who are also working to help deliver this training material to you. And despite repeatedly missing deadlines, they treated me with kindness and respect and encouragement, and I appreciate their good work. Thank you, and the development community thanks you as well. And finally, I want to thank you, the vigilant viewer of these series of courses. You know a vast number of people who start a course, never finish it, but that's not you, you did it, awesome. And Microsoft Virtual Academy is all about you, your learning path, your career, helping you acquire the skills that you need by giving you access to the best qualified instructors that are available for free. And so now it's really up to you to get out there and show the world what you can do and demonstrate your professionalism and your knowledge and be so good that they just can't ignore you. Now let me make one final plug for my own personal website where I do training on topics related to C#, .NET, ASP.NET, things of that nature, www.learnvisualstudio.net. Hopefully I've branded that in your mind by now. And my goal on this site is to help developers get their first programming job or build their first application of consequence. So at least check it out and come visit me there. And I teach by forcing people to actually write code through many, many coding exercises and awarding you achievements as you accomplish each task. So again, please check it out. Now, on a personal note, I'd like to hear from you if you have actually finished this whole series of courses. I love hearing that. It motivates me to continue on doing this sort of thing. And the best way to get in touch with me is through Twitter, at Bob Tabor. I'd love to congratulate you personally on your hard work. Now, I want to commend you and your perseverance and encourage you to keep growing little by little every day. Constant, steady improvement every single day. As a developer or a technology professional, your primary job is really to become a professional student first. That's what makes you valuable. Applying your knowledge to business problems is the byproduct of all of the hard work. The real work that you do in those quiet moments when you're alone reading a book or watching a video. So keep churning, keep taking baby steps, keep being frustrated and challenged and struggling with ideas until you grasp them, and be patient, but keep moving forward. So I sincerely wish you the best in your career. Thank you for watching.